Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
This is a special report from ABC News. Biden drops out. I'm Sherry Preston. World leaders are reacting to the news that President Biden has withdrawn from the 2024 presidential race. Here's ABC's Tom Rivers at the Foreign Desk.
At the recent NATO summit, Keir Starmer said after his one-on-one with Joe Biden, he was sharp. Now, that same prime minister says he respects the president's decision. Elsewhere, Germany's Olaf Scholz, whose party recently came in a dismal third in EU elections, was quick to praise the man who said Nord Stream 2 would not come online. Elsewhere in Russia, questions persist as to whether the decision was in fact voluntary.
Now, as for the Republican nominee, former President Donald Trump.
We know from our sources that the Trump team has been building a book to take on Kamala Harris, attack her for some of her past statements, and do everything they can to tie her to Joe Biden.
That's ABC senior investigative producer John Santucci. This is ABC News. A wildfire in Salt Lake City, not far from the state capitol, has forced evacuations. Firefighters going door to door to order people out. Utah fire officials don't know exactly how the blaze began, but they say it was human caused. Storm spinning up some serious cash at the movies.
Guys, whatever's in there, it's big and it's moving fast.
They ran toward the tornadoes at movie box offices this weekend. Twisters with a blockbuster opening. $80.5 million in ticket sales in North America, say studio estimates. A sequel to the 1996 hit Twister with different characters.
Look up. Yeah.
Universal also had the number two movie, Despicable Me 4, in 3 weeks, grabbing over $259 million domestically. Inside Out 2 third, Long Legs 4th. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Messaging platform WhatsApp trying a new trick, instant translations. It's reportedly working on a feature that would automatically translate messages sent in another language. No word yet on when it will be available. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
When you are buying insurance, would you rather go to someone on Wall Street or someone on Main Street? What you're insuring is close to home. Maybe it's even your home. Websites and customer service lines don't always answer your questions directly, but your local insurance agents at Driftless Area Group can. We live here where you live. We work here where you work. Get your free insurance review today by giving us a call at 608-647-9050 to speak to an agent.
For today, retirement, and every moment in between, doing what you love is an investment worth keeping. Capital Wealth Advisor Group knows this. We take a personalized approach to understand your life and your wealth, helping you plan for the short term, long term, or whatever your terms may be. Wealth care for you and your family. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is LifeTrax. As I am preparing this article to record for LifeTrax, my wife is patiently waiting for me to take her shopping in Madison. We like to shop locally in Richland Center as much as possible, but sometimes you just need to get out of Dodge. One of the places we shop at anytime we're in Madison is Costco. If I said that Costco has everything we need, it would be less than truthful. It is interesting, however, the items you're able to purchase there in massive quantities. We Americans think we must be fully satisfied at all times. We want the latest and greatest, yet we'll never be satisfied with stuff and things. In teaching his disciples to pray, Jesus gave us what we refer to as the Lord's Prayer. In it, Jesus taught us to pray for everything we need, everything that can fully satisfy. This model prayer contains praise and adoration first and foremost. Then it urges us to pray for our daily needs, for forgiveness, for protection and deliverance from evil. While this is not word for word what Scripture records Jesus teaching, this is what we pray. Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we also have forgiven those who have sinned against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
This summer, relax in style with Court & Main Furniture and Mattress. Get a comfortable, stylish recliner for just $399.99, perfect for those lazy summer days and cozy movie nights. Visit us at 172 East Court Street, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Don't miss out on this unbeatable deal. Court & Main Furniture and Mattress, where comfort meets affordability. Relax this summer in your new favorite recliner. Shop local, feel great.
I'm Tiffany, founder of Harlem Pilates. When I couldn't find Pilates in my neighborhood, I started a studio from my studio apartment. Chase Inc. helped me grow from one Pilates studio to three. Because when you start small, you're going to need some big help.
With the Chase Inc. Business Cash Card, you can earn up to 5% cash back on business essentials, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for Business. Make more of what's yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
There will never be a time when we don't encourage pre-planning. This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our staff has years of experience getting to know families and incorporating their loved ones' hobbies, activities, interests, and unique requests into meaningful and memorable services. Don't ever hesitate to make a request because you think it might be too out there. We are honored to work with you to create a service that truly reflects and celebrates your loved one's individual life journey at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hello, I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. I hope you're having a great start to the week. The past 7 days, the past week, not a lot of active weather across southwest Wisconsin, aside from the extreme southern part of the state where early last week there were numerous showers and storms and quite a bit of severe weather, especially across the central and northern parts of Illinois. Well, we've had about a quarter to a half inch of rain, with some places picking up a little bit more, but nothing like May to June, when it was several inches of rain falling across southwest Wisconsin. And looking forward, I'm not anticipating a lot of rain over the course of this week. Summertime warmth, a little bit cooler mid to late week, and significantly less humidity for a period of time compared to what we're kind of used to in the summertime. So here's your forecast for today. Partly cloudy overall, a mix of clouds and sun. Isolated showers and thunderstorms are possible this afternoon. More likely that you'll stay dry, but there is that small chance. We'll warm up to about 82 today with a light and variable wind. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy. After midnight, scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible, drifting from west to east across the central and then eventually the southern parts of the state, a low around 63. And then a better chance of showers and thunderstorms fairly scattered across the region on Tuesday. Some locations could pick up over a quarter of an inch of rain, while others will receive less. Highs around 82. Tuesday night, scattered showers and a few thunderstorms will remain, so primarily in the evening with lows around 60. And then Wednesday, partly cloudy, lower humidity, especially later in the day, highs around 77. Thursday, beginning around 56, sunshine, highs around 80. Friday, sunny, starting around 55, a high of 82. And Saturday, mostly sunny, a bit warmer, beginning near 60 and a high of 85. Sunday, then, would be the next best chance of rain in our extended outlook. Partly cloudy overall, warm and humid, with about a 30% chance, I would say, of showers and thunderstorms, and highs around 88. I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. Have a great day.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. 1. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com. 64 degrees with some light fog today. 82 yesterday's high. We picked up 23/100ths of an inch of rain. The morning low today, 63. The record high for July 22nd goes back to 1965 when we topped out at 99. Across the region in 1941, we bottomed out at 42. Last year, 84 and 60 were the extremes. Sunset will happen at 8:34 this evening. Sunrise time comes up tomorrow morning at 5:42. The air is calm. Barometer is at 30.06. 1/100th of an inch of rain early morning today. And we're up after a low of 63. It is 64 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a look at sports on the local and area scene. Lots of baseball, the recap from yesterday, and the Brewers sweep a small two-game series against the Twins. They'll begin against the Cubs this evening. Those stories and more next. I'm Phil Nee with sports. Wanakee ran past Cazenovia for a 19-7 win Sunday in home talent action. The visiting local 9 broke away with a 4-run fourth inning and a 9-run fifth. They evened their record to 6-6 as the regular Sunday league season came to an end. The Reds had a 4-run fifth inning and had some good individual performances. Isaac Jennings was 4-for-4 with 3 RBI to lead the home team. Colton Greenwood, Monty Jennings and Benji Clary all had hits. Kaz used 5 pitchers. Aaron Hipp started the game. Nathan Bauer, Isaac Jennings, Micah Salisbury, and Monty Jennings all pitched for the Reds. Wanakee was led by Riley Ripp and Jared Feger, who both had 3 hits. Andy Nordlow was the winning pitcher. Adam Aker and Shea Ducharme both pitched an inning of relief. The Reds finished the Sunday season at 2-10. They will play a nightly game Friday night at home against Sauk Prairie. Following the 19-7 win, Wanakee will prepare for the playoffs, which will begin on Sunday. Elsewhere yesterday in the north, it was a win for Sauk Prairie over Plain, 11-0. Ashton, 8. Reedsburg, 5. Cross Plains, 7. Black Earth, 1. Mazamani over Wisconsin Dells, 6-1. In a battle of Sunday League unbeatens, Dodgeville was a winner over Verona, 8-2. Hollandale, 3-1 over Argyle. Belleville beat Ridgeway, 12-4. Pine Bluff Mount Horeb, 5-2 over Arena. Scholesburg Benton, 7. And Muscadet, 2. Blanchardville, 7-1 over Wyota. In the southeast section, Cambridge, 4-3 over Utica. Evansville, 4. Jefferson, 1. Albion, 21-1 over Lake Mills. Stoughton, 1. Fort Atkinson, nothing. And Footville was a winner against McFarland, 4-1. In the east, Ryo was a victor against Sun Prairie, 5-1. DeForest, 9-5 over Poinette. And Monona beat Cottage Grove, 14-2. There's plenty of American Legion baseball over the weekend. The Cazenovia Legion team with a couple of victories on Saturday during the Cazenovia celebration. 2-1 in 8 innings and 10-0 in 5 innings. The wins came against the Canners Legion team from the Beaver Dam area. And Prairie du Chien's Grasshoppers 19U Post 68 team defeated Viroqua Legion 18U team 2-0 yesterday. The Brewers were able to hold on for a sweep of the Minnesota Twins after a big home run. Milwaukee took the 8-7 decision despite giving up 2 runs in the bottom of the 9th. The score was tied at 5 with Reese Hoskins stepping to the plate.
Hoskins to left. Austin Martin back. He's at the wall. He'll jump up and Martin can't make the play, and that is gone, a home run for Reese Hoskins. And the Brewers take a 7-5 lead as Hoskins with his 15th.
On the Brewer Radio Network yesterday, Milwaukee got the home run and got the lead and held on. Rookie Jackson Chourio hit a big fly, and reserve catcher Eric Haas went deep twice. Just off the injury list, reliever Jared Koenig got the win. Brewer Bryce Terang says the team strives to do its best every day.
This team wants to win, you know, and it shows tonight. We just keep going. You know, we're trying to win every pitch, win every at bat, and we did it. You know, it was a team win all around, and we just went out there and battled, and it's fun to play with these guys.
The Brewers are in Wrigley Field tonight for a matchup against the fourth-place Cubs. Milwaukee is in first place with a record of 57-42. For the Crew, it looks like Tobias Myers will be on the mound with a 6-3 record and a 3.12 ERA. Javier Assad is 4-3 for the Cubs. He is the pitching probable for Chicago. In other action from the majors on Sunday, in other interleague games, San Diego 2-1 over Cleveland. The Dodgers beat Boston 9-6. In the National League, St. Louis 6-2 over Atlanta. Washington 5, Cincinnati 2. Philadelphia 6-0 over Pittsburgh. Miami 4, the Mets 2. Cubs 2-1 over Arizona. San Francisco 3-2 victors against Colorado. In the American League, Toronto 5, Detroit 4, Kansas City 4-1 over the White Sox, Tampa Bay 6, and the Yankees 4. Texas 3-2 over Baltimore, Seattle 6-4 winners against Houston, and the Angels got a win 8-5 over Oakland. The Packers start training camp today with tackle Zach Tom and tight end Tucker Kraft still on the sidelines. Both players suffered torn pectoral muscles before organized team activity started. They are on the physically unable to perform list, but should be back soon. Tom is one of the top offensive tackles in the NFL, and Kraft filled in capably when starter Luke Musgrave was knocked out by an injured spleen last season. Also unavailable as the players show up at Ray Nitschke Field, a rookie safety Ketan Ilupato, and undrafted guard Donovan Jennings. In other Packer news, a person familiar with the negotiations tells the Associated Press that three-time Pro Bowl defensive tackle Kenny Clark and the Packers have agreed upon a $64 million three-year extension. Well, the deal for Clark is going to make him $29 million this year, including a $17.5 million signing bonus. Clark, who turns 29 on October 4th, was entering the final season of his contract after agreeing to a four-year $70 million extension with a $25 million signing bonus in the summer of 2020. A good performance during the 24 NBA Summer League suggests second-year player Chris Livingstone may be getting more playing time this season. That development would be something good to come out of a winless record for the Bucks in Las Vegas. The 6'6" Livingstone scored a bucket of points and showed tenacious defense. The news is worse for Andre Jackson Jr., who suffered a finger injury. He had surgery last weekend. Football unofficially kicks off with Big Ten Media Days starting tomorrow. Head coach Luke Fickell heads the Wisconsin Badgers delegation that goes before reporters after the session starts at 10 a.m. Fickell will be joined by safety Hunter Waller, linebacker Jack Cheney, and tackle Jack Nelson that afternoon. New league members Oregon, USC, UCLA, and Washington will be represented in the three-day event in Indianapolis. Back to baseball for a moment. Shohei Ohtani made his 30th home run in Dodger blue, a memorable one. The superstar slugger drove a cutter from Boston's pitcher Cutter Crawford 473 feet over the bleachers at Dodger Stadium during the fifth inning of Sunday's game against the Red Sox. According to fans in the area, the ball sailed between the pavilion roof and an advertisement sign in right center field, but it cleared the concourse and landed on the walkway in the ballpark plaza. Ohtani just missed becoming the second Dodgers player and sixth overall to clear the pavilion roof and hit a ball completely out of Dodger Stadium, which opened in 1962. Los Angeles slugger Mike Piazza did it in 1997 against the Colorado Rockies. Xavier Schauffele was the player who couldn't win a major at the start of the year. Now he has two of them. The 30-year-old Californian won the British Open with a masterpiece at Royal Troon. He played bogey-free for a 65 to get his name on the base of that silver jug. Schauffele won the PGA Championship in May. He's the first player since 2015 to win his first two majors in the same season. There is no panic in the U.S. women's Olympic basketball team. The Americans have been in this spot before. The U.S. lost to the WNBA All-Star team on Saturday night and are headed on a flight to London to continue their prep for the Paris Olympics. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.
Attention DIY enthusiasts and professionals. Head over to Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center and Boscobel for amazing savings. Save up to 77% on Craftsman tools and up to 50% off Evercraft tools. Plus, buy two and save $5 on all Chemical Guys products. Don't miss out on these incredible deals. Visit Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center and Boscobel today. Napa know-how.
Rockwell Automation. The mission is to improve the quality of life by making the world more productive and sustainable. And all this starts right here in Richland Center. The Shoebox, Midwest's largest family shoe store, specializing in selection, fit, customer service, and prices. Customer service the way it ought to be. The Shoebox, Black Earth. And the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has provided quality funeral service since 1889, making your wishes and desires a priority. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
Gunderson Boscobel is excited to announce the addition of board-certified dermatologist Dr. Sarah Enns. With an extensive background in all things skin, Dr. Enns specializes in a variety of conditions and is now seeing patients at the Gunderson Boscobel Specialty Clinic. Whether you're struggling with stubborn acne, persistent skin irritation, or concerned about a mole or patch of skin that's changed, Dr. Enns can help. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Enns, call the Gunderson Boscobel Specialty Clinic today.
100.9 WRCO. Looking back now, well, it makes me laugh. We were growing our hair, we were cutting class. Knew it all already, there was nothing to learn. We were striking matches just to watch them burn. Listen to our music just a little too loud. We were hanging in there with the outcast crowd. Heading to the rapids with some discount beer. It was a long train trestle, but we had no fear. T-shirts and our typically bad attitude. Had no excuses for the things that we've done. We were brave, we were crazy, we were mostly young. 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 in the back seat, we were awkward and shy. Girls were a mystery that we couldn't explain, and I guess there are some things that are never gonna change. T-shirts and our typically bad attitude. Had no excuses for the things that we'd done. We were brave, we were crazy, we were mostly young. Young.
Kenny Chesney on WRCO Radio and wishing that we were young or wishing we were older, depending on where we are. It is 65 degrees in Richland Center. We'll check out a few days to celebrate, a few special days today, July 22nd, that can make Monday a little special, I guess. And then coming up, our trivia question of the day. So we go to some TV trivia, TV history a little later on today. Here are Dan and Shay and their latest. It's called Bigger Houses.
Used to dream about buying that bigger house, sitting on top of some hill. Losing sleep about filling my bank account, wondering if I ever will. But the older I get, I just care less and less about keeping up with people named Jones. If you don't fill it up with somebody that you love, it ain't ever gonna feel like home. There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna you got still not enough. The thing about happiness I've found is I don't live in bigger houses. I can hear the kids making little footsteps running down the hallway upstairs. I can see the dogs playing in the backyard through the kitchen window right there. Maybe life's kind of more about a swing on a porch, holding her while the sun disappears. Why would I want to be anywhere else in the world when my whole world is sitting right here? There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna what you got still not enough. The thing about happiness I've found is I don't live in bigger houses. No, 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 no. next door, or a shined up Chevy, little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got still not enough. Thing about happiness I found is I don't live in bigger houses. The thing about happiness I found is I don't live in bigger houses.
could say goodbye and face it, take the pain and just erase it, I would. Oh, yes, I would. And if I could just feel better, break it down to the letter, I would. Yes, I would. I don't know what happened to you and yesterday, and I can't get back there, but if I could find a way,
Monday, everyone. You know, the words happy and Monday don't necessarily always go hand in hand. But here are a few things to celebrate. It's National BLT Sandwich Day today. How about that? It's Hammock Day. Oh, if only. Yeah, maybe we could install a hammock here at the WRCO booth. I could hang out and, yeah, take a nap. Lion's Share Day. It's National Mango Day. It's also National Rat Catchers Day, Pie Approximation Day today, also known as Casual Pie Day on July 22nd, Summer Leisure Day, and it is Spoonerism Day as well, a day to celebrate some of the catchphrases. William Archibald Spooner, born on this day. He studied at Oxford and went on to lecture there for 60 years, focusing on many subjects. But he also had the knack for coming up with some classics with those slips of the tongue, which became known as spoonerisms. One of his most famous was, "It is customary to cuss the bride," which he apparently said while performing a wedding ceremony for a couple. Spoonerisms are often said by accident. That's a look at a few things to celebrate today.
Hey, neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
The stage is set. The costumes are sewn. The orchestra is all in tune. Now there's only one thing the community players need for their production of The Music Man.
And it's your got to go, dear, that gets me down.
Yes, it's you. Please come see The Music Man shows July 26th, 27th, and 28th, as well as August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, Friday and Saturday shows at 7, and Sunday shows at 2 o'clock. Tickets are $20 for adults, $15 for children, and $60 for two adults and four or more children. Come see The Music Man and find out why there is trouble in River City.
Southwest Wisconsin Two-Center Club Tractor Show is on August 3rd and 4th from 8 to 4 each day. Experience truck, tractor, implement displays, field demonstrations, and a flea market. Kids can join the Kinchy Pedal Pole on Saturday with registration at 10 a.m., a corn dig and money hunt. Located off Highway 133 East on Perta Bay Road near Bosco. Sunday features Cowboy Church at 9 a.m., free admission and food daily. For more details, call 608-485-1623. All makes and models are welcome. Come celebrate our firm heritage with us.
Today's trivia question of the day is coming up from WRCO Radio. We'll have that for you in a little bit. We're at 20 minutes before 9 o'clock. Here's Robbie Johnson.
Here I go again, holding you in my hand. Your eyes shine, lighting up my face again. Scrolling down time, trying to find some me and you. But it seems you go about your life like we never happened. I'm stuck in time here, creeping and wondering why in the hell I keep doing what I do. Trying to get over you, hanging at the bar like a shot of whiskey, waiting on a girl that can knock you right out of me. Up, down, up, down, Heartbreak Avenue. Trying to get over you, climbing in my truck, going down in the backseat, loving on a song from a guy in East Tennessee. Swear to God, baby, keeping up a bus ain't high as how I ride. Cause damn, each night I'm hanging at the bar like a shot of whiskey, waiting on a girl that can knock you right out of me. Up, down, up, down, Heartbreak Avenue.
Trying to get over you,
climbing in my truck, going down in the backseat, loving on a song from a guy in East Tennessee. Swear to God, baby, them girls don't have a clue. I'm trying to get over you. Somewhere on the beach.
It is time for our trivia question of the morning. It's sponsored by Subway in Richland Center. Your chance to win a delicious 6-inch sub of the day if you know the right answer to trivia today. We're going with the Newhart trivia today in honor of the great Bob Newhart, who passed away last week. From the Bob Newhart Show trivia, Suzanne Plachette, the actress that played Emily, Bob's wife, in the very first Newhart. In real life, Suzanne Plachette married which Newhart cast member? Suzanne Plachette married which Newhart cast member? In fact, you can give us the cast member's name instead of, if you don't know the actor or actress name, give us a call and we'll work you in. Get a great prize from Subway if you know the right answer for your efforts today. 608-647-4155. Here's Lady A.
And your Converse shoes kicked off by the front door, sipping cheap tequila on the front porch. I'm in love with the history of you and me, how we used to be the king and queen of this small town, young and wild. Something from the
Lady A on WRCO Radio. Congrats to Lacey Banker. Nice job. Lacey knew the right answer from the Newhart Show trivia. Suzanne Plachette, the actress that played Emily, Bob's wife, in the very first Newhart, in real life married which Newhart cast member? Well, actually, it was Tom Poston, longtime Newhart friend. He had been in a few other television series, and Bob Newhart had him in at least two or three of his projects through the years. Poston also was famous for doing some radio voiceovers as well. But in the very first Bob Newhart show in the 70s, Poston played practical joker Buddy by the name of The Peeper. That was his nickname, The Peeper. And in the second show, which ran a couple of years longer than Bob Newhart, also on CBS, he played the part of George, or the recurring part of George Utley, the handyman at the inn. So, in fact, quite a twist of fate. Poston and Suzanne Plachette married on May 11th of 2001. The marriage came over 40 years after their first date. They had both been married and both actually lost a spouse somewhere along the line. And Plachette, it was her third marriage, for Poston, his second, after losing his wife of over 30 years to Lou Gehrig's disease. So a little history for you from the TV and also the Newhart show. And Bob Newhart, we lost him last week. Some of those shows are just priceless. And again, the only comedian to have a very first record go number one all the way. The first comedian to have a number one comedy album. There were a few that followed. I think Eddie Murphy's may have as well in the 1980s. But good stuff. Anyway, thanks for playing trivia. It's courtesy of Subway in Richland Center.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you enjoy working with a locally owned mom-and-pop business? If so, consider Meyer Oil & LP. We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane, bulk lubes, and fuel. We have you covered. If you're considering a new fuel provider, please call Meyer Oil & LP at 608-524-3914 and see if we're the right fit for you.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
Get ready for the Plane, Fire, and EMS celebration. Join the fun this weekend for a weekend packed with fun and excitement. Kicking off Friday night, groove to live music from High Mileage. Enjoy live entertainment, delicious food, and refreshing cold drinks all weekend long. Bring the family for a youth baseball tournament, volleyball, beanbags, and inflatables for the kids. On Sunday, savor a mouth-watering chicken barbecue starting at noon, and don't miss the Grand Parade at 11 a.m. Saturday night, Sean Shell will perform from 4 to 7 p.m., followed by Cherry Pie from 8 to 11. Plus, kids can enjoy a pedal pole and fire truck rides. It's the Plane, Fire, and EMS celebration, July 26th through 28th. Be there for an unforgettable weekend.
That will be our very topic on the first part of the morning show today. We'll talk about the upcoming Plain 3-Day Fest, which is always a blast. Preliminarily, the forecast looks pretty good for this weekend in Plain and anything else that's going on in the great outdoors. It will be a little warmer. I guess we kind of endured that this last weekend with some very humid temperatures. Right now, 65 degrees on our way upward toward 82 a little bit later on today. There's George Strait. Reminder today that as of today, beginning today, the sidewalks at WCCU located on Highway 14 East will be replaced. While work is being done, the doors will remain open to patrons. Highland Mobile Food Pantry will be having a drive-through distribution today beginning at 4 at 726 Main Street. Please clear out your trunks for space for your groceries as well. A Red Cross blood drive will be held today from 11:30 until 5:30 at the Recreation Center in Reedsburg. Happy Trails time coming up.
She rattled the ice in my plastic cup. I said, yes, ma'am, fill her up. Tell me something good that I don't know. 'Cause this world's been kicking my behind. Life ain't been a friend of mine. Lately I've been feeling kinda low. And she looked back over her shoulder, pointed at the sign hanging up on the wall. It say, everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright. Nobody's gotta worry about nothing. Don't go hitting that panic button. It ain't worth spilling your drink. Everything's gonna be alright. Alright. Alright.
I nodded my head and said that's for sure. Dropped a few butts in the mason jar. Felt those good old neon vibes on me. And whatever monkey that was on my back, he jumped off just like that, right into the deep blue sea. And I looked back over her shoulder, thinking about the sun hanging up on the wall. They said everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright. Nobody's gotta worry about nothing. Don't go hitting that panic button. It ain't near as bad as you think. Everything's gonna be
things gonna be
until we meet again.